नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 5, text 2 and 3. So text 2 is not on the board. I will read the text 2 and then we read together the text 3. Tauradhyā pradipatam bālam praladam nāyakovidam patayam asutu patyam anyam chasura balakam. Translation: Prahlad Maharaj was already educated in devotional life, but when his father sent him to those two sons of Shukracharya to be educated, they accepted him as their school along with the other sons of the Asura. Now we are reading text 3 together. Yatatra guruna proktam Shushruve anupapatacha Nasadu manasamene Svapara sadgrahasrayam Yatatra guruna proktram Shushruve anupapatacha Na sadu manasemena Svaparasad grahasrayam Yatatra guruna proktam Shushruve anupapatacha Na sadu manasamene Svaparasad grahasrayam
Anybody else?
Yat. Which?
Tatra.
There in a school.
Guruna.
By the teachers.
Proktam.
Instructed.
Shushruve.
Heard.
Anupapata.
Recited.
Cha.
And.
Na.
Not.
Sadhu.
Good.
Manasa.
By the mind.
Mene.
Consider.
Swa.
Of one's own.
Para.
And of others.
Asatgraha.
By the bad philosophy.
Ashrayam.
Which was supported. Translation by Sivayan Grace, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topic of politics and economics taught by the teachers, but he understood that political philosophy involved considering someone a friend and someone else an enemy, and thus he did not like it. Please repeat after me. Prahlad
certainly heard
and recited
the topic of politics
and economics
taught by the teachers,
but he understood
that political philosophy
involves
considering
someone a friend
and someone else as enemy,
and thus he did not like it.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Politics involve accepting one group of men as enemies and another group as friends. Everything in politics is based on this philosophy, and the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it. The public is concerned with friendly countries and friendly groups, or enemy countries and enemy groups. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita, a learned person does not make distinction between enemy and friends. Devotee, especially, do not create friends and enemy. A devotee sees that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vamsu jivaputa. Therefore, a devotee treats friends and enemies equally by trying to educate them both in Krishna consciousness. Of course, atheistic men do not follow the instructions of pure devotees, but instead consider a devotee their enemy. A devotee, however, never creates a situation of friendship and enemy. Although Prahlad Maharaj was obliged to hear the instruction of Sanda and Amarka, he did not like the philosophy of friends and enemy, which formed the basis of politics. He was not interested in this philosophy.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasuttade Suttarine Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyay Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Shri Gaura Bhatta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topic of politics and economic taught by the teacher, but he understood the political philosophy involved considering someone as friend and someone else as enemy, and thus he did not like it. So this is a very nice teaching of Prahlad Maharaj for all of us to understand what is
the ultimate goal of life. In today's world, we can see there is constantly fighting going on. There is always a war happening in this planet, somewhere. Not many years ago, there was Pakistan and India, big fight. Few years later, we have Sri Lanka, LTTE fighting. There is now fighting going on in the region of Africa, North Africa, Syria, and all these places. So there is always fighting. There's always war. Why? Simply because people think, he's my enemy and he's my friend. This is going on and on and on. I know in Italy, there in south of Italy, where I come from, there's some family, they are fighting for last generation, each other. When the children are born, they're taught, this family, they're our enemy, you have to kill them. And they grow up the mentality that these people, they're my enemy, we have to kill them. If we don't kill them, they kill us. They don't know why. Something happened a few hundred years ago. Maybe between the grandfather, they were fighting something, some piece of land or some money, who knows. But they grew up with this mentality of enmity. And they keep on fighting and fighting and fighting. There was one wanted gangster that he was wanted for last so many 60 years. He never came out of his house. He was protected by all his, you know, gunmen and so-called friends. But one day he made a mistake to come out of his door and pick up the newspaper. There was a sniper a few kilometers away and shot him. You can imagine the sniper is there 24 hours for last so many years, waiting that this guy comes out of the window or the door just to kill him. This is unbelievable. So fighting is going on with this false mentality. This is my friend, this is my enemy. We can see United Nations, and they're trying to unite everybody. But Prabhupada said, this is useless. For last so many 50 years, they're trying to unite nation, but nothing's happened. The war is going on, fighting. Business, war is business, it's money. Who is making the gun? He has to sell the gun to somebody, right? And if I sell the gun, you have to fight with somebody. Then we destroy the city, we rebuild the city. We'll make new bridge because we blow your bridge. We blow your house, we blow your city. Now whether it's American giving the gun to these people, sometimes Russian giving the gun to these people, it's all a big business. It's all about exploitation. And with this mentality, people going to sacrifice their life for their country. Come, you're born in India, give your life for Indian soil. Right? In Sachin. Now, the other day, 250 soldiers entered from China in Arunachal Pradesh. They're trying to take over the land of India. But because it's very high mountain, China bring all infrastructure and road so they can bring their tank, their armaments, and they enter India and they say, no, this is our land. So this is going on just because of this false mentality. Hammamiti, I am this body. Small things. I just think I am this body. I am from Italy, I am from Russia, I am from America, I am from China, I am from wherever it is. I am man, I am woman, I am young, I am old, I am black, I am white, I am strong, I am weak. I am a professor, I am a scientist, I am a student. It goes on and on and on. 8,400,000 different species of life. Karmana Davainitrena. According to karma, according to the desire, Krishna is giving us the body. 8,400,000. And Srila Prabhupada explained, because of the 8,400,000 desires, all these species and form are being created. Just imagine to satisfy the desire of the living entity. Brahma is a great engineer. He's done a good job. Some people want to drink blood, test flesh. Then you don't need to be a human being. You become a tiger, you become a lion, you become a jackal, you become a dog, you become a leech. You go to the forest and leech stick to your leg. You don't even feel it. When you see that what doesn't go away, you know? It's very difficult to remove a leech from your leg. It sucks your blood until it becomes big, huge. So like that, this whole material creation, Jagat, it's going on. Enemy and friends, politics. What is politics? Politics is what's going on everywhere. You are my friend, let's share the guns, let's fight our enemy. We have a common enemy, so we become friends. So this whole material world is going on, different level. Even sometime in our temples, we find, oh, this temple president give me so much problem, you know. Every day he's telling me, clean the temple, clean the pot, do this, do that. Who do you think he is? He's my enemy. Yeah? Even as devotees, sometimes we think we have enemies. This guy is not allowing me to take Mahaprasada. Stealing all the Mahaprasada. There's nothing for us. This guy is my enemy. It goes a different level. But here we see Prahlad Maharaj, you know. He didn't see anybody as his enemy. So much so that his own father wanted to kill him in so many different ways. They put him under the leg of the elephant. They give him poison, sharp weapon, they throw him from the mountain. He didn't mind. Krishna will protect me. He was a true devotee of the Lord. He has so much faith. They give him poison and he think, oh Krishna, please accept this rasagulla, you know. And he took it. And that was nectar. He didn't die. So this mentality has to be changed of enemy and friends. That's the cause of us being entangled in this material world. So it's very difficult to become free from this mentality unless we become devotees of the Lord. Materialistic people, they cannot become free. Even though in the name of politics, in the name of good wishes, in the name of whatever, good neighborhood, they cannot remove this illusion of thinking, I am this body. And I belong to this particular country, I belong to this particular race. It's almost impossible. So Prahlad Maharaj is the epitome of tolerance. He's showing us how. We think we are devotee, and as a devotee, so we should not go through any trouble. But we can see Prahlad is a devotee. He heard the instruction Narada Muni within the womb of his mother. And the knowledge has been established in his consciousness. He knows the truth. He's not compromising. He's not giving up. He's not fearful of his own father who wants to kill him. And he's tolerating everything with great devotion, with firm conviction on the Lord's instruction. He's progressing in his spiritual life. So sometimes, even in ISKCON, sometimes we can see devotee leaving ISKCON. Oh, I have a problem. You know, this is too much. I cannot take it. But we should never give up Krishna consciousness. Yeah, maybe we can change temple, we can go to another place. But Krishna consciousness, the instruction of the Acharya, the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, Rupa and Sanat Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, and all the great devotees, That is very true and it's very valid. And it's applicable to our own very life. We all go through some trouble, some tribulation, and some time in our life. It's not that, you know, it's all roses and garlands and mahaprasadam. Yeah, there is a lot of that, we can say. We are chanting, we are dancing, we are taking prasadam. The process of devotional service is very wonderful. Susukam kartum avyavyam is very joyful to perform. But sometime, some trouble will come. Whether it's due to our own karma, Srila Prabhupada explains, sometimes you switch off the fan continues to run for some time. So maybe residue from our karma. Maybe Krishna is testing us. Are we really devotees? Or we just put big sika, big tilak, big kuntimala, nice dress. In Italy they say, the dress doesn't make the priest. So it doesn't matter how big tilak, how big sika, how big kuntimala we have, how big japamala we have. And that is nice, of course, we should wear all these things. But what is inside our heart, that is the most important thing. Because ultimately Krishna sees what we have in our heart. We can cheat everybody. We can even cheat our temple president. We can even cheat our GBC. We can even try to cheat our guru. But we cannot cheat Krishna. It's right that inside our heart. Can we do that? We are fools if we do that. It's because Krishna says, I reward you accordingly. You surrender 10%, and Krishna is rewarding us 10%. If we surrender 100%, then Krishna gives us 100% protection. So we have to be ready. How we can take every possible situation, how to surrender more to Krishna. How to become fearless in this process of devotional service. We should learn not to compromise. In this Prahlad Maharaj pastime, we can see he never compromised. He could say, okay, father, you are my father after all, just wanted to leave me alone. It's okay, I'll go to the mountain, I'll chant Hare Krishna, I won't disturb you. No. He told you, he didn't even call him father. He said, oh, best of the Asura, to worship Vishnu is the best thing you can do. And people are attached to materialistic way of life, andakupam, he says. In this dark well of ignorance of family life, they cannot understand God. He never compromised. He never said, oh yeah, I'm sorry, somehow or another, I have this idea of worship God, but you are God, please don't beat me. Please don't throw me away. No. No compromise. And we can see in our life, when we don't compromise, then Krishna is showing us mercy. When we start to compromise a little bit this way, that way, this way, then we go off. Srila Prabhupada explained, like when you drive a car, no, even 1 millimeter you go off on one side, then you end off the road, and you have an accident. If you drive cars in time, you have experience. You're driving 120, 140, and you feel very tired. You think, no, I'm going to make it. But your eyes close, and you think you're looking straight. But actually, you're sleeping. So, if you wake up, you see you're going off the road. Somebody say, hey, you're sleeping, man. Wake up. Stop the car. Wash your face. Take some deep breathing. Do some push-up. So you wake up. Otherwise, you know, boom! You wake up yourself in some other planet. Hey, what am I doing here? Well, you slept in the car, you know, and now you have another body. So similar, we should be always focused in our spiritual life. We must be sincere, and we must be serious. What we're trying to do is that we are trying to conquer death. That means this is the last life we're going to accept in this material world. next life you'll be promoted to the spiritual world. So, it's not so difficult, but it's also not so easy. The process has been established by the Acharya. We just have to follow this process. Just like when we drive on a highway, we follow the road, the lines. If we are inside the road, we don't go off the road, we don't make any accident. But when our consciousness becomes contaminated, it's like you drive on a highway. One time I was driving in Germany. I was 140 kilometers speed in the night, and certainly there's a fog. And they say, okay, in Germany they put a yellow stripe with a round ball, yellow. So you, they say, in case there is fog, you look on the road and then follow this. But then you're driving 140, you think, okay, what happened if there is a truck who stop on the side? I'm going straight into a truck. And slow down. Then you say, if you slow down, what happens if a truck comes 140 kilometers, you're going 30 kilometers, it smashes in the back, so you're in a fix. Now, shall I go fast, shall I go slow, shall I stop? If you cannot stop in the middle of the highway, autobahn, where everything, you cannot go less than 100 kilometers speed. So it's like, you know, oh my God, somehow drive carefully, you open the window, you look at the stripe, oh my God, you cannot see anything, you know? So similarly, sometimes our consciousness becomes covered by passion and ignorance, so we don't see anymore Krishna. We don't see anymore the instruction of Guru. We don't see anymore the devotee's association. And then we go off track. And that accident happened. What accident? You leave the association of the devotees. Without association of the devotee, we cannot survive. Cannot. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, I'm not afraid of the tiger, I'm not afraid of the forest, I'm not afraid of the snake, I'm not afraid of anything. There's only one thing I am afraid, to be without association of devotees. Our strength is to be together, to help each other in Krishna consciousness. So this is very, very important. It doesn't matter we are in different level. Somebody look like nice, somebody doesn't look nice, somebody looks a friend, somebody look enemy. Hey, we are all trying. It's like when you go to the hospital, somebody is in an ICU, somebody just has a broken leg, somebody has cough, somebody has cold, somebody has pneumonia, there are different diseases. Srila Prabhupada explained, said that our ISKCON is just like an hospital. It doesn't matter where you come from, you can become cured. You can go back home, back to Godhead. But you have to follow the process. You have to take the medicine. And what is the medicine? Kali Yuga. Hare Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So this is the medicine for Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and saw, by the advice of Advaita. See, there is a beautiful pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Oh Lord. Advaita is always considering the Lord as his superior, but he is elder. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always paying obeisance to him. He said, you are my father. So he has a desire to see the Lord angry, because the Lord is so nice to him. Of course, the Lord recognized he is the one who called me. So one time in Shantipur, here, not far away from here, it's only about 30 or 40 kilometers. We go there sometime every year. We do Shantipur festival. He started to preach Mayavadi philosophy. Lord Chaitanya came to know. What? Advaita is preaching Mayavadi philosophy. He came there like in Shingadev. He said, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna call my Sudarshan Chakra and chop off your head. You rascal, how can you dare preaching this philosophy? And he's telling me, because of you, I was sleeping in the causal ocean. Because of your prayer, because of your offering of Tulsi, you call me down here.
And now you're preaching this philosophy?
At that time, Advaita was really happy. He said, oh, my Lord is becoming angry with me. He went and grasped Lord Chaitanya's feet. He said, please, please, forgive me, forgive me. And then Lord Chaitanya saw, oh, okay. And he explained to everybody, what is the position of Advaita? It's not different from Sankarsana. So all these pastimes goes on. The thing is that we have an eternal relationship with the Lord. So we have to become purified in order to receive and re-establish this relationship with Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan, and he's our great Acharya. He's 5 years old. 5 years old. I don't even remember when I was 5 years old what stupid thing I was doing. You know? But a 5 years old kid, he has such a courage, such devotion, that he can withstand the torture of his father. And his father was not an ordinary human. He was a demon who was controlling the whole planetary system. He can get anything he wants. He was so powerful. Everybody was scared of him. They say only Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu were not under his control. All the demigods, 33 crores, they are under his subjugation. He can move his eyebrow and make them fearful. He can make Indra wash his toilet. Go and clean the toilet. Somebody, Surya, go and wash my pot. It was very nasty. But Prahlad, he was not afraid. He was not afraid. And because of his intense devotion, Nrisingadeva appeared to protect this child. It's amazing if you think about it. But similarly, Krishna is constantly protecting us. We may not see it. We may not perceive it. But the relationship is there. We are all very, very dear to the Lord. The Lord expands himself to expand his pleasure. And Mama Vansa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. So we are very, very dear to the Lord. Especially once we become his devotees. We are trying to become his devotees. The Lord becomes very much obliged to someone who is chanting his name. So let us, brother and sister, perfect our life. This life is very short. As you become old, you can feel it. Time is going very fast. You think, oh, yesterday was Radha Yatra. What happened? Again Radha Yatra. Yesterday was Janmashtami. Again Janmashtami. How much time? 1 year. It's gone. So time is going very fast. And we don't have much time. So let us be focused, sincere, and serious about performing this devotional life, which is a great boon, which is very simple. We just have to chant purely the holy name of Krishna. And Krishna will appear in our heart and give us all protection. Now give us all blessing. And with the association of the devotee in the end of our life, we remember the Lord and go back to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any question or any comment from the great devotees, maybe you can... He was sleeping, but he was hearing. No, I'm joking. You'd like to say something? Any question is there for me? 8:45, we should finish the class. It's written here, so 8:45, I'm finishing. Any question, anything? Any comment? Yes, Mataji? Yeah, 1 second, we'll give you the microphone so everybody can hear.
Hello? sometimes I'm feeling that the fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra still is going on.
Sometimes you say what? Sometimes?
The fighting
of Kurukshetra is still going on.
Yeah. Even sometimes I fight in myself, you know, what to do, what not to do. Is it right?
The fighting is going on always in all the planetary system. The fighting is going on inside our mind also. So the idea is that we should control our mind. And the process is to control the senses, is to control first the tongue. Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, we are chanting every day, Sarira Vidaja Jadandriya Tayaka. How to control the tongue is simply by taking Krishna Prasadam and speaking about topics about Krishna. Once we can control our tongue, we can control our belly, we can control our genitals, we can control our senses, then we can control the mind. It's a process. If we are resolute, I will not eat anything which is not offered to the Lord, then we can control our mind. But fight is going on. We cannot stop the war in Syria. We cannot stop the people going, running away from their country to another country. We cannot stop the thieves. We cannot stop anything. But we can change ourselves. We cannot change the whole world. We cannot just go to, you know, to Obama and say, hey, why don't you become a devotee, make the whole America Christian consciousness. We can try. But, you know, even behind him, there is so many other people who control America. He's only a puppet, maybe. So, what's the point? We cannot change the world, but we can change our perception about the world. So if we develop devotion, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, then we can see everything is connected with Krishna. And we are here only in the passage of time. We are in the train. We are inside this vehicle called ISKCON. Our body is a vehicle. And we are here only for a short little amount of time. But if we are able to connect with the Guru Parampara, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this very short time, which is our life, you know, we can perfect ourselves to the point that when we leave this world, we can remember Krishna. That is the only goal of life. To know Krishna, how wonderful he is, he wants us to go back to him. But what he says, whoever remembers me at the moment of death, he comes to me. Yes? If you worship the demigod, you go to the planet of the demigod. If you worship the ancestor, you go to the planet of the ancestor. But if you worship me, then you come to me. That is Krishna's assurance. We have to have faith in that. And we can see many great devotees they have achieved. It's not difficult. So let the world go on. Let everything go on. What can we do? It's like Draupadi. She was undressed by this nasty Kshatriya, Dusasan. And she tried to hold her sari, you know. But this guy is solid, is strong, is powerful. And he's pulling like anything. At one point Draupadi said, I can't do it, can't fight this guy. He's a demon. He said, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Surrender to the Lord. Is this what you want me to be naked? I'll be naked. And the Lord give unlimited cloth to protect their chastity. I mean, we have many examples. Don't think that Draupadi, she was special. She was special, but we are also special. You are also very dear to the Lord. So the Lord will give us intelligence so we can understand how to prepare ourselves. And now we can go back to Godhead. Does this answer your question? Yes, Prabhuji. Microphone.
Hare Krishna. Is it possible for you to speak something on Panihati Chidadahi Mahotsava?
Chidadahi Festival, yes. Paniyati, it's a beautiful festival. I don't know how many of you have been in Paniyati. So many people. So, it's a nice festival which is taking place in Paniyati, which is about maybe 100 kilometers from here. It's on the bank of the Ganges. Every year we are doing a big festival. Thousands and thousands of people come from all over Bengal and India to celebrate this festival. And this is again about relationship, you know, our Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And the Lord is giving punishment to somebody and say, you feed everybody. So this is a wonderful pastimes which is taking place today. I'm sure in the temple they will also offer some Chirodai, which will be distributed to all the devotees, I guess. Yes. So relationship is very important. I think the key of success to understand is everything is based on relationship. So we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have to revive and re-establish this relationship with the Lord. We are very, very dear to the Lord. Devotees are very dear to the Lord. And we can go back home and continue to perform the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this today's festival is a very great celebration where all the devotees have been fed, Chiradai, in so many different preparations, with mango, with jackfruit, with yogurt, with all kind of far out preps which are very tasty. If you go there is not even place to stand. The people that are inside the Ganges, you know, like up to here, you know, and they're trying to get some blessing of this festival. So our life is full of festival actually, you know. There's so many festivals going on. So we should pray for the mercy of the Lord that we can also become the recipient of His blessing. Hare Krishna. Maybe Pankajangi want to say something on this? Say something. Give a microphone, please. Microphone is there. We offer 10 preparations.
10 different preparations. Cheer and day with mangoes, cheer, sweet ones and salty ones, with jeera, sour ones, sweet ones, with condensed milk, ordinary milk, yogurt.
I hope you give a little bit to everybody to test. Make a little big pot, okay?
Well, it's somewhere. It's probably downstairs somewhere.
Okay. We have to come and steal it or you will distribute it? We can steal Mahaprasad and probably say something. Thank you. Chiradai Utsava Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande.